We're being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by Corey Yoder. He is the head coach of CGD Boys Track and Field. And as always, Coach, thanks for taking the time to speak with me today.
You bet, Jared. Thank you.
It's hard to believe, but, you know, we're halfway through the track season about and kind of going back to the start of the season up to this point. What would you say you've learned the most about this group of young men?
Oh, it's hard to say because we've only had three meets because everything's been canceled. So this coach has been a little frustrated with the Mother Nature lately. But I'd have to say is our growth, Jared, we are a very, very young team. I have 15 freshmen out along with six juniors and six sophomores and no seniors. So we're very, very young, but I'm super happy the way the freshmen have come along, especially with almost all these meets being canceled and almost having a lot more practice time than normal. But the last few meets have been very, very good. Our freshmen have taken off. I got to give some shout outs to Max and Downey, who's our leadoff for all our relays. And he's done a fantastic job starting us off there, along with Paxton Lingenfelter, who is my 400 runner in the sprint, man. He's come a long way as well. Jared Hernandez, just a freshman, my anchor for the 4x1 and 4x2. And I got to give another big shout out to Logan Torsell. He's dropped 8 seconds off his open eight and his split times in the distance medley from last year. So he's done a tremendous job, as well as everybody else has too. They've come a long way, and especially my freshman class, Jared. But they're having only three meets so far, and we have a meet tonight in Pocahontas that I'm getting ready for right now. So we'll see what happens tonight. We've got to get our time's down. We're in a tough district, and with Iowa Falls over at in South Hamilton over at Roland Story on May 14th. And looking at the results, it's going to take some dropping off some time, but it's one of those goals that I told the kids the other day in practice that it's attainable. We can do this, but they're going to have to make up some time.
You bet. And kind of along those same lines, as you do approach that at the end of the regular season, and then, of course, you do get assigned to Roland Story for that state qualifying meet. What kind of goals do you have for the team as they approach those deadlines?
Yeah, we do have one state qualifier returning in Huxley Lingenfelter. He was a district qualifier or a discus qualifier last year for us. So I'm hoping we can get him through again. He is in one of the toughest districts in the state for the discus. He has, I think, three state qualifiers in our district. Huxley has thrown 155.9, so he knows in his mind he can get the job done. He can throw at least 160. He has the capability. I told him what he has to do, and he knows it. My young kids, I've told Jared, they've got to, like, lock in because this is not running in junior high anymore. You're running against upperclassmen. And this district is pretty well stacked, but I think right now our chances, which I told the kids the other day, our best chances are in the sprint medley, the distance medley. Hopefully Logan's got a shot in the 800, but like I said, he's going to have to drop about six more seconds off that time, which is a hard thing to do, but he can do it. But and I think those are, and 4x1 has a realistically outside shot. It's not a very good one, but we do have an outside shot. I did get Colin Sesser to come out for track last week, and that has made a big difference in some of our times, which helps. I finally convinced him to come out for track and not wrestle so much. So he's going to come out and just run the 4x1 and some sprint meds for us and possibly the 4x2, which has helped our times tremendously. But our freshman kids are really going to step up. And, you know, these kids learning experience this year, Jared, it will help them tremendously going into next year.
You bet. And I did want to ask you, too, you know, what are kind of some of the differences for you personally just between coaching wrestling and coaching a track team?
Oh, it's a big difference. But the mentality is that this, I use the same mentality for wrestling as I do track. You just got to focus and lock in and get you and know what you got to do to get the job done. And that's the one thing these freshmen have done, as well as Logan Torsell has done. They've listened to me and they've done what I've told them to. This is what you got to do to succeed. Sometimes you got to take a step backwards to take a step forwards. And that's what these kids have done. I know we've worked so hard this year, and those kids, they're all freshmen. They're just like, they get frustrated, which I know because they're used to winning all the time, Jared, but this isn't junior high. You're taking a big leap up in talent, and they're finally realizing that, and they're coming along. And like I said, we can have a couple events make it to state. I think if these kids can get, and we have a nice day, but it's going to be tough. You know, being freshman, it's not easy to make the state track meet, as you well know. It's not an easy thing to do.
Absolutely. And as the season does, or regular season does kind of draw towards an end, I guess I'll just ask you, what is a successful ending look like to you?
I would say right now, I have a successful ending right now, but even to make it even better is if we get a relay to the state meet. I don't know when the last time CGD has had a state relay down there. It's been quite a while. And that's when I took over, that's the one thing I wanted to do, is build towards the future, because we have a lot of eighth graders coming in next year, over 20 of them come in. We have 46 kids out for junior high track between seventh and eighth, which is a very good number. And the eighth grade class is very good, but the future is coming. But, you know, I think if we can get a relay or two down there along with Huxley Lingenfelter, it's just going to keep building for the future. And that's what we need to do, because this freshman class is going to lead the way, in which they have. But I got to give credit to, you know, the Dave and Duncast, Eduardo Rivera's, the young guys that are still coming back from last year that are helping us teams out with our shuttle hurdle relays and stuff like that. So we have a bunch of great kids. The whole team's working hard, and we'll just continue to grow. I mean, tonight and next week, two relays next week at Garner and Roland Story are going to be huge for us, because that's it for the regular season, which I consider conference and district's postseason to me, because once the conference is there in track, it's go time. So I will have my kids ready, guaranteed, for the conference and district meets. I know the NCC is one of the toughest conferences in the track in the state, and it's not even close with Clear Lake and Algona, and Webster City has some very good kids, and so does Humboldt. So we have a great, great conference. So that's going to be a tough one coming up too as well, Jared.
Absolutely. Yeah. The NCC, I will wholeheartedly agree with you there. Up and down the lineup with a lot of sports, just a very tough conference. But we are just about out of time here today. So, Coach, I'll just ask you if you have any final thoughts about this track season.
I'm hoping for a good ending for our kids, because they deserve it. They haven't had much time to run because of the weather. So I'm hoping for a great thing at the end of the season. And I want to thank you guys for all the coverage. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate you coming on. Thanks again, Coach, for joining me today. I wish you and the Cowboys the best of luck as you head into this final stretch of the season.
Thank you very much.
That's Corey Yoder, head coach of CGD Boys Track and Field. Stay tuned. We have more coming up here on the Sports Beat.